Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today we have some truly groundbreaking stories, starting with a partnership that sounds like science fiction. SpaceX and NVIDIA are officially teaming up to launch orbital AI data centers by late next year, 2027. Jane, Sam Altman called this idea ridiculous, but it seems Elon Musk is making it a reality.
That's right, Paul. It's a huge development, especially with the growing opposition to ground-based data centers. NVIDIA's Vera Rubin NVL72 racks will be at the core of these star-mined centers, tweaked for the harsh conditions of space. Musk is really pushing for this, claiming the cost gap between orbital and ground compute will flip in their favor soon. It's an ambitious timeline, but if anyone can do it, it's these two companies.
Absolutely. Shifting gears to hardware closer to home, Apple just unveiled its M6 and M5 Ultra chips. This marks a significant push for on-device AI, doesn't it, Jane?
It certainly does, Paul. The M6 is their first 2-nanometer chip, appearing in the new Mac Mini, and the M5 Ultra is a beast with up to 512 gigabytes of unified memory. These are designed to run frontier AI models locally, which is a big deal for privacy and speed. They're even allowing users to cluster multiple Mac Minis together with Thunderbolt 5 for even larger models. This is Apple's clear statement on where they see AI processing going.
That's powerful stuff. And speaking of challenging the giants, OpenAI has unveiled its custom Jalapeno AI inference chip, aiming to take on NVIDIA. What's the scoop there, Jane?
OpenAI claims their Broadcom-designed Jalapeno chip beats NVIDIA's GB300 on power efficiency and speed for AI inference. This is a strategic move to reduce infrastructure costs as inference becomes a larger part of AI compute. While it wasn't tested against NVIDIA's upcoming Vera Rubin, it shows OpenAI is serious about controlling their hardware destiny. They're already working on second and third generations, too.
Fascinating. Over in the open source world, Alibaba just released its QN3.8 Flash Next model with 120 billion parameters. This is a big one for developers, right?
It is, Paul. This multimodal mixture of expert system is a glimpse into the QN4 architecture, giving developers early access. A 120 billion parameter model available for open weight download is a significant step in the open source community.
Definitely. Now for a quick look at some other important stories. OpenAI banned Russian accounts for using ChatGPT to run a fake think tank disinformation campaign. It's good to see them actively combating misuse.
Absolutely, Paul. Detecting and disrupting covert influence operations is crucial for maintaining trust in AI tools. This highlights the ongoing battle against malicious actors trying to exploit these powerful technologies.
And Google Cloud launched Gemini Enterprise with specialized legal and financial AI agents. This sounds like a game changer for professional services.
It really is, Paul. Law firms and financial institutions can now automate tasks like contract review and regulatory monitoring with these specialized agents. Plus, Google emphasizes that customer data remains private, which is key for these sensitive industries.
Finally, a concerning story. Taiwan indicted 9 individuals, including NVIDIA and Supermicro staff, for smuggling AI servers to China, bypassing U.S. export controls. That's a serious breach.
It certainly is, Paul. 74 B300 AI servers were illegally exported, despite claims they'd stay in Taiwan. This underscores the challenges in enforcing export restrictions on advanced AI hardware and the lengths some will go to acquire it.
Indeed. A lot to unpack today in the world of AI. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for August 25th, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your insights. And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.